Minister, there's so much issues in relation to those who have defective blocks in my county of Donegal and right down the west coast. But tonight, I want to focus on one issue, part of it, and that's the issue of the banks, mortgages and access to finance. Because of the scheme brought forward by your government, many all families, are left with a significant shortfall in rebuilding their homes and rebuilding their lives. And despite this, they're trying their best under the scheme. Despite their homes, in some cases their homes are now rubble. They've been knocked down and the banks are charging full mortgage. There is no relief whatsoever, despite there being a condition in their mortgage contract that they need approval from the banks to demolish their house. They also have serious issues in relation to bridge financing because of the way the scheme is developed and that there is a retention of a portion of the grant at each stage, which means they either have to go to family, parents or the credit union, get an unsecured lending at up to 12%. It's absolutely appalling what has been foisted on these families who should never be contractors trying to build their own homes and manage these projects. I'm asking you, what engagement have you had with the banks? What engagement have you had with the central bank in relation to this here? We need everybody round the table. It shouldn't be left up to the homeowners. We need support and we need action. It's not fair. If you sat down with them, their hearts are broken, their houses are in rubble and they've got serious, serious issues in terms of finances. It's just heartbreaking what's happening.
Thank you, Cathaoirleach, and I want to thank Deputy Doherty for raising this issue. And I do absolutely, fully empathise with the terrible plight that those homeowners find themselves in, who are dealing with the devastation that MICA has caused to their homes. And I will do all that I can while I'm in this office to help them and to support them. The government response to the MICA issue is led by my colleague, Minister O'Brien, in the Department of Housing. And as the Deputy will be aware, a scheme of financial support to help affected homeowners has been put in place. In terms of financial institutions who provide mortgages to help people buy or build their own home, as the Deputy is aware, the Central Bank is responsible for the regulation and supervision of financial institutions in terms of consumer protection and prudential requirements. Through its consumer protection role, the Central Bank sets out requirements in its codes of conduct which detail how regulated firms such as banks should deal with and treat their customers. In particular, the Code of Conduct on Mortgage Arrears places a requirement on regulated entities to have fair and transparent processes in place to deal with borrowers in or facing arrears on a mortgage secured on a primary residence, and it sets out the process that entities must follow in such cases. The CCMA sets out a standardised mortgage arrears resolution process that all regulated entities must follow and which entails communicating with the borrower, gathering relevant financial information, assessing the borrower's circumstances and proposing a resolution. Due regard must be given to the fact that each case is unique, and many of these cases are certainly unique and needs to be considered on its own merits. All cases must be handled sympathetically and positively by the regulated entity, and that has to apply in these cases more than any other, with the objective at all times of assisting the borrower to meet his or her mortgage obligations. I can revert to the further points in a moment, Chair.
Minister, you said you do all in your power. I'll give you an idea of what maybe should happen. I've been meeting with the Central Bank for the last number of months in relation to this. I've met with the banking industry more recently in relation to this issue. Call in the MICA group. There's a subcommittee which deals with finance and insurance. Call them in, sit down, because they've become experts in this. Some of them are involved, actually have had their house demolished, so they're going through the scheme. The second thing, the next day, call in the Central Bank and all the heads of the banks and get our heads together and figure out how we can support these families. The asset value of these homes are on the floor because they're riddled with MICA. You couldn't sell these properties. Yet because of these schemes and because the families themselves also have to contribute, the asset values are going to be restored. And the banks are doing nothing. In one case where the house is demolished to rubble, where the individual has to go to a credit union to get bridge financing because the grant isn't there and there's also an issue in terms of retention, the only thing the bank will do is actually give them a payment break where interest continues to accrue. It's absolutely scandalous what's going on. And, you know, we now have a situation, Minister, where developers are saying, not for me. They're walking away from this. It's too complicated. They can't be sure of their funding. And there's another issue here. I'll come back on the other issue when I come back in.
Yeah, thanks, Deputy. And look, to be straight with you, I have no problem whatsoever in meeting the group. And I'm sure Minister Carol McNeill will do the same on the insurance issues. Perhaps we can meet them together, because these are genuine issues. I mean, these homeowners should not be in this situation, and the banks have to adopt a supportive role when it comes to helping them, because there will be issues. And the asset values, as you have absolutely rightly said, are greatly reduced, and there will be issues that whereby they will need help in the journey to reconstructing their home or remediating their home. There will be issues that arise there. As you said, I know that BPFI are in correspondence with the MICA group. My understanding is that they are going to put in place a process of structured dialogue with the MICA group as well. But I'm more than happy, and I'm sure I can speak for Minister Carol McNeill, that we would jointly meet with the group in relation to banking and insurance issues to see if we can help to support them to work through the issues that will be there for a number of years.
And I put that directly to them, and in fairness, they didn't hesitate but to say that they would organise that structural engagement with themselves and their members. So that is to be welcomed. But there is also a role for the state here. Now, why are these families in this situation? It's because the government scheme is not 100% redress. It is because you're expecting people to put their hands in their pockets and to find the 60 and 70,000 euro themselves. These families are paying a mortgage, full mortgage with interest, on rubble at this stage, and then having to find bridge financing because the government haven't come up with 100%. The mortgage terms and conditions, and this is where there's a problem for the banks, because you cannot demolish your home without the bank actually giving consent to it. And for the bank to give consent to it, they will actually have to be assured that you're going to be able to rebuild that home, because they have a loan, and there's issues in relation to how they represent the collateral of that loan in relation to their balance sheet. There could be up to 7,000 of these homes that are in this situation. This is not a small issue. This is a very big issue. But it is. I'm going to say this again. We've been raising the issue of the banks for a long time now, and this is us trying to deal with the disaster that has been foisted upon these families by not having 100% redress, and we haven't given up the battle on that. But the issues here is that nobody's doing anything about it. The banks haven't done anything about it. The central bank hasn't done anything about it. The Department of Finance or the Department of Houses haven't done anything about it. The houses are on the ground. Some of them are demolished, and people are at their wits' ends, and developers are walking off. That's what's happening here. Like,
Thank you, Deputy.
We need to get to grips with this very, very fast.
Deputy, and I just want to assure you there's no lack of will on my part to support these homeowners on these issues. Look, the scheme itself has been established by the Minister, the legislation has been put in place, and that has to be worked through. But you have raised specific issues in relation to the treatment of people in respect of their mortgages, the difficulties that are already there, and the difficulties that can be anticipated as they remediate or completely reconstruct their home. And I acknowledge that practical issues will arise, and both the banks and the insurance companies are very important stakeholders in this regard and have a role to play to make sure that these homeowners are supported in every practical way possible. And if I can use the weight of my office to assist in that regard, I'll do so in the best way I can.